Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, we're joined by State Representative Matt Willard. District 97, New Orleans Fairgrounds race course, is actually in his district, so he obviously, this issue is top of mind for him. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
So, Matt, where do we find ourselves right now? If you kind of could lay the landscape here of how this got to where it is.
Well, first of all, I want to say I haven't heard from anybody related to Churchill Downs, but essentially what happened is the Supreme Court ruled that a form of gaming that was occurring at the fairgrounds was illegal and violated state laws. So the fairgrounds had to cease operations for what's referred to as historical horse racing. After that occurred, Churchill Downs was apparently trying to get with legislative leadership for the state to hop in and offset the revenue loss. And my understanding is they were requesting $20 to $25 million in recurring revenue for the next several years. And they said that if they could not get that, that they would cease racetrack operations, which we have heard about in the media over the last week or so. So to me, it was really a threat. It was a bully move, basically saying if the state doesn't offset this revenue loss, then we'll close the racetrack down ahead of the upcoming racing season.
Now, my understanding and my research revealed that we are not the first state that has taken a similar position relative to this historical horse racing, that they have failed on that initiative in other states as well, right?
Yeah. I want to say maybe one of the Carolinas it occurred in. So this isn't, you know, the first state that has made such a ruling and essentially prohibited the use of this historical horse racing.
So let's talk about this kind of direct line appropriation, I guess, to Churchill Downs or you know, these other sporting events. If it's, you know, you've been around a long time. If it's $20 million this year, could be $25, $30 next year, and before you know it, you're approaching $100 million. Doesn't this require a robust conversation about, you know, the financing and the funding of horse racing in this state? I can't imagine it's too terribly different from any other state, you know, that the industry as a whole is down and, you know, that it's going to have challenges. I can't imagine that there's a huge appetite in the legislature to go giving this private enterprise $20 million.
Well, not only that, Newell, but I think you're familiar enough with the legislature to understand that we're not going to respond well to a threat. On
right.
top of that, you know, if an entity came to the legislature and said, we really need, you know, some one-time funding because of, you know, something happened and we really need this one-time funding to remain operational, that's a different story as opposed to an entity coming to us and saying, hey, we need $20 million, $25 million recurring for the next few years, that is much harder for us to do. One-time money, one-time funding is a lot easier for the legislature to appropriate as opposed to recurring revenue. And then when you add a threat, essentially trying to force the legislature's hand, nobody is going to respond well to that. So I really think that Churchill Downs came into this negotiation just ruffling feathers off the jump, like as soon as the conversation started to happen. And that's not how you want to proceed. We all recognize that not only is the fairgrounds instrumental to the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana, but so is horse racing. And when you threaten to shut down something that is part of the fabric of our culture and say, hey, but if you give us this money, we'll be okay, that's just not a good move. And it really offended a lot of us up in Baton Rouge.
But Matt, isn't it a bigger issue? I mean, if we didn't have gaming in this state, could horse racing survive?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. And, you know, I don't know how much the budget would survive if we didn't have gaming in the state, you know. But listen, you have every year we have bills dealing with horse racing and breeding in the state of Louisiana. It's huge for us here in the state of Louisiana, which is why, you know, I do think there would have been an appetite to help Churchill Downs, but not the way they came about it. And the ask to me is somewhat unreasonable for asking for this much money, recurring money, year after year. That's hard for us to do. And then it was last minute. You know, they were making comparisons about other gaming bills that were moving through the legislature. And I guess apparently they wanted to be included or to expand the number of slot machines or video poker machines that they have at the racetrack. And it was all sudden, you know, and just the bully move. I think that's the best way to describe it, Newell. The bully move that they embarked upon just didn't sit well with any of us. And it prompted a change to some legislation yesterday that designated the fairgrounds as a historic site in the state of Louisiana, and says that before the fairgrounds can move its zoning, its use away from racetrack horse racing, that they have to get approval from the legislature, because we're that concerned about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was there any sense that you got in talking and visiting with your peers that there was concern that there was one type of gaming, you know, this historical horse racing gaming, that is kind of the linchpin of the industry, so much so that they're willing to give up their license and just call it a day? I mean, that would be very disconcerting to me, that this is, you know, such a linchpin issue that they're really willing to risk it all.
Well, again, it really came up last minute, so there wasn't much talk about that. And no, I got to say, you know, I haven't had a chance to review Churchill Downs' P&Ls, but you know, I'm really curious as to knowing if this form of gaming goes away, are they still profitable out of the fairgrounds? Like, that's something that I want to know. You know, so it was all last minute. That was not really part of the discussion that I was having in Baton Rouge. The real discussion was, how do we preserve the fairgrounds as a historic site and make sure that horse racing can continue there? Because, you know, part of the threat, I guess, was that they would sell it or look to change the zoning and reform the fairgrounds into some other type of development, which, you know, I certainly don't want for the city of New Orleans and for the state of Louisiana.
There's been a number of concessions made to not only this group, but to horse racing in general, right? Especially as it relates to the gaming side of this. I guess maybe there might be a lesson learned here. I'm at that maybe these protections that we're having to do at the last minute, because on a whim they decide that they may want to do something else, that we should better protect ourselves by giving up and making concessions on the front end so that we're not faced with this bully move, maybe leveraging, exploiting, you know, this situation for their benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that 100%, Noel. And everybody needs to understand that the legislature does support the fairgrounds in Churchill Downs. They've received money from the legislature over the years. And, you know, coming into this, you know, if this was really a significant problem to where they have to ponder whether they need to cease operations, and they wanted to have conversations as adults, this is just not the way to enter the room. Coming out, frankly, just stating, well, we're going to, you know, shut down the racetrack ahead of the racing season unless you give us all of this money, recurring money, that's just not the way to do it. So I think if there's a lesson learned here, it's negotiate like an adult with respect.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's really a shame. There's a lot of history there. You hate to see it go. But, I kind of look at things a little bit more pragmatically than most, at what cost, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, and what evidence are they providing that this is absolutely necessary? And I think most people would say little to none, which is not unusual. So,
yeah,
you know, it really places you and others in a predicament.
Yeah, and that's certainly part of the problem, Newell. I mean, not only did it come about last minute as we were heading into the last week of session, but I still haven't seen the evidence. In fact, somebody sent me some information before I joined on the interview related to Churchill Downs, and it showed that they were profitable this first quarter of this year. They were very profitable last year as well. Now, I don't know how the fairgrounds facility factors into that. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to say the sky is falling, you need to give us information actually showing that the sky is falling, right?
Yeah, because your appreciation of the sky falling and mine may be light years apart
totally
from one another.
Totally different, Noel. Totally different.
Well, we appreciate y'all's effort up there for sure. It's going to be interesting to see where this plays out. We're going to have Brian Krantz coming on in the back half of this hour, who's a former owner of the fairgrounds and knows the industry well. I've known Brian for a long, long time. And we'll see what his thoughts are about this as well. Matt Willard, Louisiana State Representative, District 97, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great
Thanks
Father's
so
Day.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.